Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live, loud and local across central Queensland. Jess is going to be back next week, still recovering from her surgery. From what I've spoken to her about, she's feeling good. She misses everyone and she'll be back as soon as she can. But we've still got 3 hours of classic radio coming up. Just your boy, Timmy B. He's going to be here with you. We got a lot of opportunities for you to win this morning. I'm very excited because today is your final opportunity to enter yourself and listening out for Harvey the Whispering French Whale for his final code word that he will shout out, and you and your family could be going to Harvey Bay for a whale watching tour. It doesn't get much better than that. It simply just does not. Also, going to let you know how you can get your last link to Pink. She's touring Australia right now. You could be one of the 58 million people that have seen her in Australia. And you might be thinking, Tim, there's only 25 million people in Australia. How can there be 58 million going to see her? Everyone sees her at least 3.2 times. My math isn't there, but I'm pretty sure everyone in Australia has seen Pink. But coming up next, there is something incredible that I would like to share with you, because if you have a birthday coming up, even if you have an anniversary coming up, look, you might be stumped for yourself or for someone else getting them a gift. It can be a tricky situation. Conor McGregor, UFC Irish fighter, someone has given him the best gift you can get for your 30th birthday.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
While Jess is away, I know that she recently, at the start of June, celebrated a birthday. It was her 27th birthday. I got her a shirt with her face on it. It was a beautiful, beautiful gift. And for her 30th, like a lot of people have these milestone birthdays. You're probably listening right now. Your milestone birthday might be coming up, or a family member, a friend. And you like to try and go all out with a special, unique gift. And a Lithuanian artist, Edgar Askelovich, has gone above and beyond, in my opinion, to celebrate someone he doesn't even consider a personal friend. He's just a massive fan of him. And now they are friends because of what this Lithuanian artist, Edgar, has done. For Conor McGregor, mixed martial artist, a fighter in the UFC, Irish, loudmouth, one of the most entertaining people you'll ever watch, he has made a hyper-realistic sculpture of Conor McGregor. The photos are at hit.com.au. The face genuinely just looks like it's a Photoshopped version of him painted grey. It's incredible. And what it's essentially probably like maybe a 4-meter stone statue with Conor McGregor shirtless, leaning back into it with quite a steely look on his face. And it's obviously art. It's up for interpretation. It's up to you what you see in it. This is what Edgar said, the artist. You can see him as a prisoner or a god, or just as a person. I like Conor McGregor. He's a great guy. I feel he's my soulmate. Some of the decisions he makes might not be correct, but none of us are ideal. And he will. Conor McGregor has accepted this gift for his 30th birthday. I think if anyone is listening right now, I'm turning 26 at the start of next year. If you would like to get a sculpture of me organized, I can send you my body dimensions, and then you can obviously design them so that it actually makes me look. I think the word's attractive, but I'm not super certain. You can be the judge.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
While Jess is away, I'm trying to figure out ways to welcome her back next week. So if you have any ideas, feel free, 13, 12, 16, help me out because she's recovering from a knee surgery and we want to bring her back in a very positive mindset. Like maybe we could organize some bungee jumping for her, a treadmill race. I'm not too sure. Something that's definitely good for someone that's just had a knee reconstruction. But I have a way that I think is going to make her maybe not feel that great, but it's going to make me feel great. And you can do this too. That's the great thing. It's not just for Jess and myself. Anyone can apply essentially to become famous. If you're a big fan of Instagram, congratulations. You are one step closer to being famous because Instagram has officially opened for Australia your a chance to apply for Instagram verification. And if you don't know what that is, that's the little blue tick. That's the little blue tick that you can have next to your name. It proves like, hey, I'm real, and hey, man, I'm famous. And I thought, what a better way to celebrate Jess coming back is by me getting a little blue tick that verifies who I am. I actually don't care about this little blue tick, but I know that Jessica will, and she'll be very, very upset if I have it and she does not. All you need to do, if you want to take one step closer to being famous and get that little blue tick on your Instagram, just go to your settings in Instagram and you scroll down a little bit and it'll say request verification. And then you can actually finally, it's great to know that Instagram will finally let you know if you're who you are, because I've been waiting for years and I still don't know if I'm the real Tim. Like, I could have been Jess all along. Who knows? I could, maybe I am Jess. I got to check my Instagram. I'll be back in a minute.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And look, it is terrible to hear that majority of Australians don't think texting while driving is dangerous. Despite statistics showing you're 6 times more likely to be involved in a car crash if you are texting while driving. It's silly. It's just dumb. It's honestly stupid. And researchers have found that female drivers are the most frequent users of phones behind the wheel. And those who have a negative attitude towards safety, while the most experienced drivers are the least likely to engage in distracted driving. Now, it's obviously driver distraction is one of the 5 leading causes of death and injury in Australian roads, and it's terrible because essentially people have a higher fear of missing out, FOMO, than actually being safe in their car. And if you're listening right now, I hope you're not on your phone. I hope you're not texting. I hope you're not doing anything stupid like that, because seriously, like, just stop and think. It's as dangerous, if not more, as drink driving. Your attention's not on the road. You never know what can happen. You can read the full statistics at hit.com.au under our news section. And I really, really hope that none of our listeners here in central Queensland are texting and driving.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Joining me on the phone now is Gavin Campbell. And, Gavin, I really appreciate your time. It's a very special week for you, I believe.
Yeah, well, we're right in the middle of NAIDOC week this week. And, it's fantastic. It's always NAIDOC week's always a good week. It's like full of celebrations and events and community. And the band just arrived in Melbourne today because we've got a couple of days rehearsal for a special NAIDOC show in Kalgoorlie on the weekend.
It's very exciting. Obviously, you have worked a lot with the Indigenous community yourself, and your song Treaty 18 with Yutho Yindi and featuring Baker Boy with Treaty 18, that must have been something really special to work on, mixing that around.
What we did was we wanted to have a few new versions of Treaty, taking care of different genres for different markets. And I've never really produced rap music before, but I've done other things. So we brought Jerome Farrar in to do the production on this, and we added some vocalists and stuff like that to it later on. But yeah, it's a pretty exciting mix, very powerful.
I've got a bit of a snippet here. But yeah, you're right. Exactly what you said before. Very powerful. And like NAIDOC Week, obviously very significant here in Australia. Like, what's the significance of NAIDOC Week for you, Gavin?
Well, I just think it's amazing. You know, it started off as a day. You know, the D in NAIDOC is for day, but it's become a week. So we just refer to it as NAIDOC Week now. So I see it as a First Nations pride kind of theme for the whole thing. You see amazing community events. Like, for example, there's a new one in Melbourne each year now, which is for the LGBTQI community, Indigenous community. And I DJed at that last week in Melbourne, and it was just packed with people and pride and all that kind of stuff instead. Yeah, to me, NAIDOC Week is all about pride and empowerment and celebration and community.
Well, Gavin, I really do appreciate your time, because it is such an important time of the year, NAIDOC Week. Obviously, Indigenous culture, music, it's so important, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. So we really appreciate it. The song Treaty 18 is available on digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. You can probably get it on a CD as well somewhere. Thank you very much, Gavin Campbell.
Thank you so much, Tim.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
For the last time, it is I,
Harvey, the whispering whale, and the final code word for the family vacay in Harvey Bay is water.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
13, 12, 16, I'm asking, are you a member of the duct tape generation? I'm happy to say that I'm a member of the duct tape generation. Essentially, if you're not familiar with what it is, I don't like to buy new things. Obviously, I like to buy new things originally, but if they start to falter, if they start to have issues, instead of buying something to replace it, I will spend money more on things to fix it. So essentially the reason it's the duct tape generation is because rip a bit of duct tape off, patch it on, you're still good, you're still good. And at the moment, I'm really trying to save my lawnmower. And the backyard is getting a bit out of control, and I feel like I'm not the only person that this has happened to. For some reason, I don't know why my lawnmower won't start. I have fiddled with it. I think I've never been as angry as I was potentially 3 weeks ago, trying to get it started, pulling the starting lever, pulling the cord. I almost wanted to pick the lawnmower up and throw it over the fence. But then I realized that I'm not strong enough to pick up my lawnmower and throw it over the fence in anger. So that even angered me even more. And I'm just trying as many different things as I can to fix it. I haven't delved out and reached out to a spark plug yet, or there could be something wrong with the primer. I don't know. I am not a mechanic. I have no idea how to fix this, but I am trying because I refuse to be beaten by a bladed lawn mowing machine, and I shall not concede until it is on the ground in a heap of fire. But I'm working on it. And on 13, 12, 16, essentially, are you part of the duct tape generation? What are you trying to fix? You don't like spending money on actually fixing something, on actually buying something new, sorry. You like to get out a bit of WD-40, bit of duct tape, bit of super glue. 13, 12, 16, what are you fixing? What have you kept going just from patching here and there? 13, 12, 16, give me a call. Join the duct tape generation just like myself. And something goes wrong in Jessica's life, and God love her, instead of trying to fix it, buy another one. Buy another one. Absolutely, that is the next step. And I understand that that is potentially a smart and reasonable way to go about it, but I will not be defeated, and I will not concede that easily. It's part of the duct tape generation, fixing things instead of buying things. At the moment, my lawnmower is causing me so much grief and so much anger that I feel like I might need to actually go and see someone about it to deal with my anger issues with my lawnmower. I believe, and if you're a lawnmower expert, please get in touch on 13, 12, 16. I believe it's a primer issue. I'm thinking about using some duct tape just to make sure that it's fully sealed because I feel like fuel's not pumping into the motor. And look, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I will not lose. I swear, I will not lose. And on 13, 12, 16, I want other people that are in the duct tape generation to tell me what their quick fixes are that has definitely either worked or not worked. And I have Zoe from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Zoe, are you part of the duct tape generation?
Oh, yes.
What are you trying to fix? What have you unsuccessfully fixed?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my mum, right? And we had this pool in our backyard, and it was already, like, such a bad pool. And then it had all these holes in it. So mum was like, guys, it's fine.
Like an above-ground pool, though? Or
Yeah. And this was like a few years ago, and then she just covered it in duct tape, but it worked for a while, but like a week, and then the water just went everywhere. We woke up one morning and there was like a flood in the backyard.
No, actual duct tape generation. That's incredible. So yeah. It just, obviously it split at the seam or something and the water just came pouring out.
Yeah, it was like really annoying because it was summer and like it was so hot, but it was also very funny.
You should have used that super like double duct tape on the inside, then waterproof on the inside as well as the outside. So
I didn't even know that existed.
I don't know if it does. I'm just trying to throw ideas for next summer. But thank you very much for your call, Zoe.
Thank you, Tim.
And I've also got Sam travelling through Yeppoon at the moment on 13, 12, 16. Sammy, mate, are you part of the duct tape generation?
Yeah, I sure am.
What are you fixing?
Got the old gasket glue out to fix the valve and all the spokes on a front wheel of a motorbike. It kept it going for the rest of the day.
Sam, that is proper sketchy. What were you by yourself or did you have mates around going, Sammy, mate, what are you doing?
I had a mate pretty doubtful that it worked, but we pulled it off.
So it got through the day. It all held together. Like, because you need proper...
Yeah, it even held in. We started doing the spokes once the air started coming out of the spokes. So.
Sam, I'm surprised... Yeah, I'm surprised you're still on the phone able to speak to me, mate. That is... Look, I'm all for the duct tape generation, but before that comes the safety generation, and I want you to be a part of both of them, Sam. Is that all right, mate?
Maybe next time, mate. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and Dean's not here, Jess is not here, so I've decided to take control and talk about sport. And I was watching it loosely this morning, but... Croatia has ended England's run in the World Cup for soccer over in Russia, defeating them 2-1, coming back from 1-0 down in the first few minutes. Mandzukic scoring in extra time to send Croatia to the World Cup final for the first time ever in their history. Very, very exciting. They were going to be playing France over this weekend. England, their theme has been, it's coming home. And unfortunately, it's not going to come home. They did do pretty good, though. So England fans should be pretty proud of themselves. But I'm so excited because I backed Croatia since the start of the World Cup. They're probably going to lose to France. Yes, I understand that. The French are a very good football team. And it's going to be incredible this weekend. It's actually the Soccer World Cup has taken over from the Olympic Games as the most viewed tournament in the world, which is incredible. This World Cup in Russia has been fantastic. And I'm very excited to get up at the crack of midnight or whatever time it is this weekend to watch France taking on Croatia in the World Cup final, something that we've never seen before. It's going to be incredible. Two new teams that haven't won a World Cup either ever or in a very long time, since 1998, so 20 years since France has won the World Cup. You can check out the full write-up of the game and the fixture coming up this weekend at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And if Jess was here, I'm being honest, she might have stopped me from what, looking back, may have been not the smartest purchase I've ever made. Yesterday, if you recall, I spoke on the show early yesterday morning about purchases that you could make online. You can get golden-framed Kanye West tweets sent and delivered to you. It just so happens that it was in the United States of America. So what started out as 50 United States dollars plus postage and all that, which was like another $50, I ended up spending 126 Australian dollars on potentially an iPad-sized frame of a Kanye West tweet. And you're probably thinking, Tim, that seems like an excessive amount of money to spend on something that stupid. Well, I probably agree. Jess sent me a message saying you could have made that for $3. And yes, I understand that, but it's also not the point. It is also not the point. Look, I understand that I probably did not need this golden-framed Kanye West tweet, but here I am. Here I am, $126 down the hole on absolutely something I did not need, but I very much wanted. So on 13, 12, 16, what didn't you need to buy? Because, like, that's just... everyone's one, right? I'm not just sitting here crazy by myself. I'm 13, 12, 16. What didn't you need to buy? Vanessa said she would be rich. She messaged us on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit CQ. She said she would be rich if she didn't buy things I didn't need. Have spent quite a lot on tattoos, video games, and lately quite a lot on silly things like meme cushions. And I don't think meme cushions are silly things. I think that's an incredible purchase, Vanessa. So, 13, 12, 16, give me a call. What didn't you need to buy? 13, 12, 16, I have been asking, what didn't you need to buy? Yesterday, after speaking about it on the show, that you could buy golden-framed Kanye West tweets from some of his best and most famous tweets, I bought one. I was going to buy many, and then I realized that they were from overseas, which happens, I'm sure. You get down a rabbit hole and you go, oh, damn, this is coming from Denmark. This is going to cost me $2,000. But what I originally thought was going to cost me $60 maximum ended up costing me $126. And I still stand by that it was worth it, but at the same time, I understand that I probably didn't need to buy it. And I've had Jack call through on 13, 12, 16 from Gladstone. Jack, what didn't you need to buy?
Hey, mate, I bought artificial teeth off the internet. You've probably seen them advertised over Facebook and stuff like that. Plastic teeth that go over the top.
Yeah.
Total waste of money.
Why did you buy artificial teeth, mate?
I just wanted some nice teeth to go over the top of mine, but it kind of looks like a vampire or something when I put them on.
Is it like kids' plastic, like cheap stuff?
Yeah, really cheap, and just it wouldn't even fit on anything,
Look, I understand why you want it, but again, like myself, I feel like you don't need it. But I'm more confused because obviously you've got to stick that over the top of your teeth, kind of like grills that rappers have. How do you mold it to your teeth? Like, I'm sure it didn't cut. Like, there's no setting where you can be like, Jack's teeth setting, please. I'd like to order that.
Yeah, they give you some sort of mold to go onto your teeth, and then it doesn't even stick. It just goes hard. So it's a complete waste of money and time.
Did you wear it out, and did anyone notice it, or was it that bad that you just thought, well, I've just wasted $30?
No way, no way. My housemate just laughed at me and said, do not wear that out.
Mate, if you could send a photo to the Facebook page, if you've got one. I know you've probably burned it and wanted to erase it from your memory, but if you could show me that would be incredible, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
While Jess is away revisiting some fun moments that we've had over the last few months here in central Queensland, and I found a survey and some research done on what Australians get up to in meetings while they're up at work, while they're actually not paying attention in these meetings. And look, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes they just drag on a little bit too much. And Jess was pretty shocked with some of the things Australians have been caught doing while they're meant to be in meetings.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
We have a few meetings today, as we always do. I think there's only one day a week that we don't have any meetings.
Yeah.
And a lot of offices and schools have meetings because obviously things need to get discussed and communication is key to a productive work environment, you would say.
I feel like I'm in like some workplace video.
Hello, welcome. But I have some interesting statistics about what Aussies are actually doing during meeting time when they're at these meetings across workplaces. There was a survey done by Deliveroo, a food delivery service that's in some of the cities. For example, like you mentioned just before, 60% of people in meetings use their phone while they're in those meetings.
Absolutely. I'm scrolling through the gram. I'm sending emails.
How many times do I have to throw pens at you going, pay attention? 73% of people, and I do this very often, show up with a pen just so they look busy.
Oh.
They just have a pen and a notepad.
Yeah, you never take notes. It's always surprising. Your book is empty.
What is my last air check? So an air check is when you review the show. What does my last air check say?
It says the date.
You're right. It does.
It says air check and then the date. You've done a heading and you've written no words under the heading.
Look, I didn't get much out of the last meeting, but that's okay. Also, 1 in 4 people think about their grocery shopping, think about what they're going to have for dinner that night. 1 in 3 don't say a word.
Oh, see, I'm very vocal in our meetings though.
But it depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah.
Like there's some people in a lot of offices that are just really, they don't say a lot, but when they speak, they really get the information across. Like,
right.
Tim and Jess, you're fired. Doesn't take a lot of words to get that out there, but it does get there.
Effective in making me cry.
Here's an interesting one. 7% of people flirt with other colleagues during meetings.
Who's flirting with their co-workers?
I don't know if this is like texting or something like this, but that doesn't sound okay to me.
Like, who's enjoyed that brief you wrote, Susie.
Yeah. Ugh. Show me your spreadsheet.
Oh, Jim.
How is what I said any different to you?
So much worse.
But here is my favourite statistic that I found from this survey of what Australians are doing when they're in meetings at work or at school.
Mm.
Only 43% of these meetings are actually productive. So more than half.
Accurate. How many meetings do we walk out of? And be honest here, how many meetings do we walk out of and go, you know what, that could have been an email?
Oh, about 57%.
Oh, I'd say higher than that. I reckon there's only about one every week that we have that couldn't be an email.
Anyway, if the general manager's listening, we really enjoy the meetings. They're super productive. Thanks, guys.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and Jess would be very happy that this happened. But Queensland in the State of Origin Game 3 last night, taking it out 18-12, winning Game 3 but losing the series. It was a very good game from all accounts that I watched, at least. Some long tries, some very smart play. It looked a bit buggered by the end of the game, if I'm being honest. It was Billy Slater's last game of State of Origin for Queensland. He only played two games this season, this series. And look, don't get me wrong, Billy Slater, an absolute great, a legend for Queensland. But I don't know how he can win Player of the Series just playing two games, especially when New South Wales won the series. I feel like, isn't that just a bit of a slap in the face to New South Wales? It's like, all right, yeah, you won the series, but we won the last game and Billy Slater retired. Like, I don't think that's fair. I am a Blues fan, but at the same time, I'm not just going to go, oh, Blues, Blues, Blues. Like, I understand. If Queensland won, I would assume a Queensland player that won the series would win the Player of the Series award. But that's all right. It's been an exciting series for 2018. Really looking forward to next year. The new generation of State of Origin seems like it is going to be an exciting one. You can check out the full write-up, full game review, and everything at hit.com.au. It is there for you anytime you need it.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
Jess back next week recovering from her surgery. But she has her mother visiting her at the moment just to help her get around, because obviously once you've had a significant surgery, you just need a bit of help to sort of get things done, and I get that. And but that's her immediate family. Me, on the other hand, I have my girlfriend's parents and sister visiting at the moment. It's been a really great week. We've shown Tim, the tour guide, I'm really showing as much of CQ as I can to them, and we've been having a great time. And so you could almost call them my in-laws, unofficial in-laws, because they're my girlfriend's parents. But new research suggests that actually Australia in most cases enjoys the benefits to their quality of life from hosting or visiting relatives. So either you having people come and stay with you that live far away, or going to stay with family in another state on a bit of holiday, can boost the quality of life. The research revealed that in general, people greatly treasure the opportunity to catch up with important people in their lives and create precious memories. People obviously tend to complain, be like, oh, I've got the in-laws staying in at the moment. This is going to be tricky. It actually has an overall positive impact. Also, it's probably a good idea to make sure that you remember when you're visiting in-laws that you get into the mindset, because, like, for example, when I'm home alone, I'll rock around just in my underwear. I'm sure that happy breakfast for you visualising that. I've got a six-pack, so it's all right. Don't worry about it. But obviously, you've got to make sure that you're in the mindset of there's people over, because situations can go wrong. Like, meet the parents. The Ben Stiller movie is a perfect example of the perfect storm of that. But there you go. If you want to invite some in-laws around and boost your quality of life, feel a little bit happier, I guess you can just thank me. You're welcome.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Rockhampton's going to be hit with River Festival this weekend. Jess and I caught up with the mayor of Rockhampton early last week to chat about how excited she is for River Festival to be heading back to town.
Going to be fabulous. Of course, we've got the new Riverside finished this year, so it's our first year to really spread out and use those new great spaces. And we've kind of got into a bit of a flow now about what River Festival is like, how to make the best of it, and most people clear their diaries and plan to be there for the whole weekend.
Well, it seems like an incredible event, and how important is River Festival to the city of Rockhampton?
Actually, the first couple of years I explained it as this is our marketing budget, because River Festival has done two things. It's helped us to fall in love with our amazing city again, but it's also given us a chance to show the rest of the world how beautiful our buildings and our river can be. We deliberately dress the spaces, so Facebook and Instagram photos dominate for the weekend and really push our message out right around Australia.
Yeah, and look, it is a jam-packed weekend, Margaret. You can pretty much lock yourself in from 3 p.m. on Friday until 3:30 on Sunday, and there's always something to do. Something that really caught my eye was the Luminarium. It's travelled all over the world, and now we finally get it here in Rockhampton. Can you explain to everyone what the Luminarium is?
Oh, and this was something I've been trying to get to River Festival for the last 3 years. Now, the organisers don't like me explaining it this way, but this is my word.
I was going to say, we're interviewing you, not them, so the floor's yours, no. Margaret.
Imagine a giant sort of jumping castle type thing, a blow-up castle that is the size of a football field, and it's a maze inside. And there are LED-coloured lights, and the colour of the fabric as well, that create this sense of light and colour as you move through it, and some gentle sounds as well. So it's a place to just, you know, really have all that full sensory experience. It should be a ton of fun. It has been around the world. Some people may have seen it also down at the Gold Coast for the Commonwealth Games, but now it's here in Rocky.
It's an Instagrammer's dream, Margaret. It seriously looks very cool.
Well, we're very excited to have that and so many other things in arts, culture, music coming to Rockhampton for River Festival, 13th to the 15th of July. We really appreciate speaking to you. Thank you, Mayor Margaret Strelo there.
See you at the festival.
You can check out the full program for the River Festival on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
Tim and Jess.
Live, loud and local across Central Queensland. On Hit CQ.